Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chavav. Rosh Hashanah Chavav. And as Hashem, we continue now. We are at the two dots of Chav Hayim Beis. But first we will continue one or two thoughts relating to the Mishnah, the Gemara, before we continue from where we're up to. So the Mishnah discussed various cases and permutations of Beis Din seeing the moon at a time when there wasn't enough time to be Mekadesh it themselves, where they needed to split up for some of them to act as Edim and some of them to act as Dayanim, as we will get into a little bit more today. But the last thought, the Gemara mentioned, why is there an issue in the last case of the Mishnah that they don't have time to do it until it becomes nightfall? What about the Mishnah at Sanhedrin, where it says, Dinim Amanus can start off by day and finish by night, so to hear. Why don't you say that works? Kamash Balan. Maybe it does, and the Gemara rejected that and said not. Why is it, talking about that, what's this quoted here, why is it that Dinim Amanus is able to start by day and finish by night? So I would have said, well, you go after when you started. You go after when you started. As long as you started, Mishpat has to be Bayom. And therefore, if you start Bayom, even if you finish by Laila, it's okay. Because the beginning is the determining factor. It's kind of like benching. Right? As long as I started Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, even though I finished afterwards, it still goes after the beginning of the meal. You might say it's still Shabbos for me. But, which is true. But it also goes by the beginning of the meal, and therefore one would still say Ritzeh. So it's as if the whole thing was by day. The Ksos does not have that formulation, though. If you look at the Ksos in Simen Hay, the Ksos has a different formulation. Why? Because there's a difficult Ramah. The Ramah says there in Choshen Mishpat, in the Simen about Be'eze Yom Danin U Be'eze Zman Bayom, the Ramah says there, V'yesh omrim, di'im avru v'danu balayla, dinehen din. If bidi eved, dinim amenis, was done at night, it works. Bidi eved, the din is accepted. And all the mafarshim ask, why is that? There's a halacha that you could start by day and finish by night. Why is it if bidi eved, you did everything at night, why should that be allowed? That's the question that the Ksos and others are trying to deal with. So the Ksos says that in his view, when we say done by Yom, v'gomin balayla, why is that? Why is that allowed? It's not because it's considered as if you did everything by day. No. There's a halacha, says the Ksos, of done by Yom, tchilas din has to be by Yom. Gemar din is allowed to be balayla, per se. Not because it's as if it was by day and it was the finishing up of the Tchilas Din. No. There's a special din. Tchilas Din has to be by Yom. Gemar Din is fine by Laila. Lakei Nir Relani is Daiti. Tegufa Din Kitakoi Koi. Tekasher Bidi Eved. Vahu. Tekiva De Eino Paso Ela Tchilas Din by Laila. Vigmar Din Kasher by Laila. V'yim kain, im avru v'dana balayla, if you did it by night, bid the eved, fine, your tchilas din was ba'avera. It was not how it was supposed to be, but your gemara din was perfect. Your gemara din is always allowed to be at night. Because makom gemara din dahayinu masha amrish ploni atachayiv, zehu bakashrus mina Torah, to a gemara din kasher balayla. And therefore, im avru v'dana balayla, it's kasher. Why? Because you did this, gemara din, fine. It's not that it has to, as if as the double tchilas did it, then the whole thing, you don't have anything to stand on. And he says, midi dahavi, let me give you this example. What if the dayanim paskin without maso matan? They didn't really discuss it. They thought it was pretty obvious. There was no tchilas din. There was only gemar din. You're going to tell me that there's something wrong with that? That's not nifsal. V'yibkein, kivet the gemar did kasher balayla. Ibkein, im avr v'dana balayla, v'adei kasher. V'yafil lachat chilo ha'yiroi lomar, she yomur es ha'gemar din. Ta'amasu mata kfar nase, v'gvar did kasher balayla. But kivet the avr v'dana tchilas din balayla, in a roshi yasifa olig moris adin. Okay. If you did one thing wrong, you might as well wait till the next morning. But either way, that's how the Ksos explains the din. This is also a much discussed Ksos. The Granat and others discuss whether this is true or not in their eyes. But that is the Ksos's svara of this halacha that our Gemara quotes. Didi mamad etana mayam agumar balayla. Not because you started by day, but just per se, you're allowed to have Gemara din balayla. That is number one. Once we have mamadis too, the Chachugi Chemedi here quotes a case. Not really to do with our Besachta, but it has to do with Dini Mamanis. And that is, there was a story a Yehudi Baal Chesed gave a young man a tramp, gave him a ride, and he gets to the place and he tells the boy, the right door doesn't work. You got to get out the left side, which was on the side of the street. He says, okay. So he tells him that when he gets in the door, gets in the car. So he goes to wherever they're going, and then they come to wherever he was taking the boy, and he says, okay. So it's this is where you want to get off. Okay. So the boy doesn't open the right door because that's broken. He was told. So he opens the left door, but he opened it without looking. And b'diyuk, exactly when he opens the door, Achmana Litzlan, another car is passing by. Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt, but it smashes into the door, and the door is broken, and the mirror of the car that's moving also breaks, and it's a big mess. So the question is, what's the halacha? What's the halacha here? Who's the active party? There are two active parties. The boy is the active party because he opened the door, but the car is also, the other car was zooming by, but he was ones. So the question is, does the boy have to pay for the door? But he was told that he couldn't use the right door, so he had to open the left door. So, and he was, the other guy was doing him a favor. So does the owner of the car have to pay for the mirror? What's the halacha? Tshuva. Hanahaga pogea patur. For sure, says of Zilberstein, the driver who was driving and hit the door is patur. He was ba'ones, he didn't have time to stop, and it definitely was not his fault at all that he's patur. The habachur haposeach as adelas, in his view, the boy that opened the door is chayiv in the nezek of the door. Because he should have looked. Before you open a door, you have to look. And because you did this, you basically put somebody else's property in the way of a raging bull, and therefore, it's your fault, you gotta pay. But ulam alai re'ish et izok, but for the mirror, barachav apogeya, the bachur is part of me didi adam on only chayiv dini shamayim. He thinks that the mirror, which was also moving at the time, that the boy would not be chayiv for. Why? Where do you see this in Shas? You gotta have a comma on your fingertips here. Kemo, he says, why isn't this similar to a case where somebody, remember the case of the third paragraph of Baba Kama, you put a pot in the middle of the street, and whoever trips on that pot, I'm chayiv to pay, because I put that pot in the middle. So why isn't this like this? I opened the door into the street, and somebody tripped on it. Isn't it like a barber shes harabim? Therefore, if somebody trips on it, I would be chayiv. The answer is, yeah, it is like bar. But if you ever learned Baba Kama, we know there's a patur kalim babar. And this is a kli. You never think this comes up. It's like, oh, if the ox falls in with kalim on its back, you're chayiv for the donkey and the camel and not for the kalim. Patur kalim. This is bavish. Halacha l'maisa. It is a bar, but it's patur kalim. Right? They're not chayiv for the mirror. Why? Because the Patur Kalim Babar, Shabar Patur, all this K Kalim. Chayiv Adidi Shemayim, because there's a machlokas achronim between the Bercha Shmuel and the Chazon Ish quotes, whether you're Chayiv Adidi Shemayim for Kalim Babar. So, be machmer in that case, that it'd be a good idea for him to pay for the mirror, the Lav Dafka, that he would be Mechuyev Bedinei Adam. Okay. Let's continue. Right, when we learn Baba Kama, it's on our, it has to be alive. They quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman in his biography. Rav Nevenzal likes to quote the story that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't just like learn Baba Kama more than 100 times. They say it was his favorite Masechta, but it was he lived Baba Kama. Lived Baba Kama. And it was a case that there was somebody who try to remember the exact details of a woman who was baking something for Shabbos, a couple of kugels, and she went to the store and bought some salt, and instead of getting salt by mistake, they gave her sugar. Right, in the days of old, where it wasn't packaged, it was just in a bag, and she used that in all her kugels, and memela, all her kugels were inedible, because that was a wrong ingredient. The halacha is the storekeeper chayiv, because he gave the wrong ingredients. So Shlomo Zalman said yes. Why? It's a mefurish gemara. Mefurish gemara, when he's talking about salt and sugar, he says mefurish gemara, Baba Kama in the first parak, davav or so, bar mezgalgel. Barabbas Gagel, you gave something that is dangerous in the public area that moves. Miss Galgel. This is Barabbas Gagel, right? The rocks, the sugar and the salt. And because it's Barabbas Gagel, he says the storekeeper was chayiv. Okay? Again, another example where the posek sees Baba Kama as a Torah's chayiv. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Re'u Bezdin two dots. Re'u Bezdin Yamdu Shnai Yavayidim Befneyem. If the entire Bezdin sees the moon, so then two people out of them should get up, be made in front of the other ones, and then go through the process. V'yamai, why do you need two to be made? Just sanctify it. Lo Tehei Shmia Gedola Mei Re'ia. They saw it. Isn't that even greater than hearing it? They're going to listen to their partners and then be Makadish. Okay, you have to go through the motions of Kiddush HaChodesh. Do that. But why do you need the Kabbalah Seidus for? They saw it. Rashi quotes, by Eidus HaChodesh, it doesn't say Eidus. It's Kazeh Ra'ah V'Kadesh, Rashi says. So who says that you need regular Kabbalah Seidus? Api Shnei Eidim Yakum Davar. Who says that? They saw it. So why isn't that good enough? The question being that Eidus is just in terms of Birur to let you know what happened, and therefore, if you know what happened without the Eidim, and it's a context where you do not require Kabbalah's Eidus, like Didi Mam and Nisur Nefashos, it should be good automatically. Amar Zebrako Chebru'u Balayla. They saw it at night. What did that sound like? They saw it at night, and therefore, at that moment, they couldn't be Makadish it. And later on, afterwards, it's only, right, it's not like they just saw it. So, says Rashi, Ilav Shmiya Amayikadshu. There has to be something there that they base it on right in front of them. So, that's why they have to have accepted testimony the next morning. Sounds like, from this Gemara, if they did see it by Yom, they wouldn't have to accept testimony. But it's only because they saw it by Laila. Number one. Number two, continues the Gemara, Ra'u Shlosha, the Hain Bezdin. If three of them saw it, Yamdu Shnayim, two of them should act as the Eidim, V'yoshivu Mechavei Rehem, Eitzel HaYachid, and then they bring others to act as the Dayanim. Amai, same question, Achanami, name Alotei Shvi Gdolei Me'ri'ya, they all saw it, V'chitem Achanami, Goshru Balayla, and if you want to say it's the same Ukimta as we mentioned, Balayla, Hainu Hach, isn't it the same? It's like, why do you need two cases for? So Seifa Tzrichalei. No, you need the Seifa. Why? What's the Chiddush? De'ein Hayachin Neman Al Yidei Atzmo. Even though there are three, and two of them are going to mention it in front of the third. Don't say that one person is enough to testify in front of. Why? Salkadai the Chabina. I might have thought, Hawil Vitanya, since I learned in the Brisa, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dine Mamanis Bishlosha. Usually, you need through for monetary cases. Vimhaya Mubchal Rabim, Donin Afilu Yechidi. If it's a Mubchal Rabin, if it's an expert, he has expert smicha, he could do it even himself. Certain cases, if there's a superpower, he could judge the case by himself. Discussion there. Doraisa, Durabanan, and in Lumdis, is this because he is in lieu of three, or you don't need three? Right, that's a question in the Achronim. It sounds like from this Gemara that he is Nechshav, a Bezdin, by himself. Right, it sounds like they were comparing it, that he would be good enough. Here, you need a Bezdin. So, Hachanami, Nikdusha B'Yachidi, so here too you should allow it. Kamash Valan, that's the Chiddush of the last line. No, even though in Didi Mamanis you could use one, here you need three bodies. Need three bodies. V'yema Hachanami, who says, maybe one is good enough, how do you know otherwise? How does the Mishnah know otherwise? So the Gemara answers, Ein Lecha Mumcha L'Rabim B'Yisrael. Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no greater Mumcha L'Rabim than Moshe. V'kamar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adika Aaron B'Hadach. And Moshe is told he can't do this by himself, right? He needs someone with him. Dechsev, Ayomar Hashem Moshe v'yal Aaron, Be'erath Mitzrayim Leimar, HaChodesh HaZelachem. Right? This is for you, plural. And therefore, Moshe, by Kiddush HaChodesh, cannot do it himself. He needs others with him. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yartzeit drasha, and part of it he spoke about, there are two types of Eidim, like we know. Two types of Eidim. There are Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Birur, Eidus Lavara Adavar, for Dinim Amenis. I need two witnesses there. What if I don't have two witnesses by Dinim Amenis? I lend somebody money, and there aren't any witnesses. Did I lend him money? Yes. Does he owe me money? Yes. But if there are no witnesses there, I can't prove it. I have Eidim there in order to prove Livarer to help me out later at a later stage so that I know that I have evidence to force him to pay me. That's Eidei Birur. But there are also what we call Eidei Kiyum. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Eidei Kiyum are Eidim that without them, halachically, the event did not take place. You don't need that for Dini Mamanis. The event took place without the Eidim. But for a marriage, let's say there's a video, a man and woman set up a video, and they get married, no witnesses. They show the video to everybody. after the wedding, you see we got married. You know what we tell them? B'shah tova, you're not married yet. Why? Because if there are no witnesses there, the event did not take place halachically. Because there you need a dekiyim, b'bekayme nilsa, hakasa v'daber. You need a dekiyim. You have that by Edom. Said Rav Soloveitchik, and this was his chiddush, you also have that by Bezdin. You also have that by Bezdin. Bezdin sometimes acts as birur, levar hadavar, that's in most cases. Bezdin has to figure out what happened. Ede birur, or dayanim shall birur, but also, once in a while, Bezdin is not there because they have to figure something out, but because their presence is required. So, for example, the Mishnah describes a number of activities in the beginning of Sanhedrin Daf Beis, where Bezdin is mosif on the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. There's a whole process, a procedure, and parade, had to be mosif on the ear and the azaros. They're not figuring anything out there. But you need their presence in order to do it. And there are other events there that you need Bezdin there. These certain events are so important. You need the power of Bezdin to witness it. So then Rav Soloveitchik went one step further and said, if you look at the first parak in Sanhedrin, there are two Gemaras. One says, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makam shivim ve'echad kai. Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of 71. And there's another Gemara, also in the first parak, where it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is 1 plus 70, that's how you know, 71. Right, with the Shivim Zekanim. So is Moshe 71, or is Moshe 1? So as said Rav Soloveitchik, it depends which function of Bezdin. If it's Birur, Moshe Rabbeinu Levarer, so then Moshe is 71. Why? Because it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, was also Emes. You can't argue with Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate. What, you're going to argue with him? He had spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Emes was also Emes. So in terms of Birur, Moshe Rabbeinu is 71. But in terms of Kiyum, you need the presence of a Bezdin, L'Kayim Adavar, the 71 elders of the generation. So Moshe's one. Moshe is just one. So here too, Moshe Rabbeinu here by Kiddush HaChodesh, is that purely Birur figuring out? It's not only that. If it was just Birur, maybe Moshe would be able to, using Rav Soloveitchik's idea, maybe Moshe would be able to do that by himself. But the point is, it's also, you need three physical bodies to, for the their presence being there for Kiddush HaChodesh. It's more of a Kiyum idea than a Birur idea, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is only one, and a Yachin Mumche also would not be allowed. Good. Last line. And you need two, plus, best, I didn't add in the last detail, Tosfos says, and once you have Moshe and Aaron, ain't Bezdin Shakel, you're not allowed to have an even number of Bezdin, so that makes three, that's how you have Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. Says the Gemara Lameimra, last line, the Eid Nase Dayan. Is this Mishnah assuming, when we say, the entire Bezdin witness it, and it were Eidim, and some of them then testify in front of the others, so these, an aid, some of them that witnessed it, are becoming dayanim, are becoming judges. Is that allowed? Isn't this Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, who holds? Sanhedrin, Shero, Echa, Shoreka, Sanefesh, a whole Sanhedrin that witnessed the murder, Miksasa, Nasu, Eidim, Umiksasa, Nasu, Dayanim, Div, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said they split up. Some of them become witnesses, and they can testify in front of the others that are judges. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no way. Kula nasad edim, eine nasad ayin. No, once they witness it, they're ra'uy lahaid. So b'meila, that is good enough to give them a shame aid, and then they cannot be dayanim in the case. So Rabbi Akiva says they're all out. So the Gemara says, so is this Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara said, no, maybe not. Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva, atkam lokam Rabbi Akiva, hasam, ela bedina nefashos. When did Rabbi Akiva say over there, if the entire Bezdin witnesses a murderer, so then he wouldn't allow them to become dayanim? Drachmana amar, vishaftu ha'eda, vitzilu ha'eda. Special din, that we do whatever we can to try to exonerate. Except for Mesis. But besides that, every other person. Dekiva, vekiva dechaziuha, dekatal nafsha, and since all these people saw the murder, lo matzu chazi leschusa, they're never going to be able to be objective to try to see any zechus in this case. That's why Rabbi Akiva rejects it there. Not for a fundamental reason of ein e nasadayon, but because practically, vitzilu eida will never be possible. Aval hacha, if Rabbi Akiva mode, but over here, maybe Rabbi Akiva would be mode because the stakes aren't as high. It's not a case of a murder. There's no possibility of vitzilu eida, and even afilu mutin, vechulu. So that's why Rabbi Akiva would agree here. Okay. Adkan. Rosh Hashanah about the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. So what have we done so far? There are really three parts of the Masechta in a large way. Part number one is all about the Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. That took 15 blocks, right, till the second Mishnah of the Masechta, which was all a potpourri of all different inyanim, all the Rosh Hashanahs. Then we discussed, and then the second Mishnah too, but then we started to discuss the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. And now we start discussing Shofar and Rosh Hashanah related issues related to Shofar all the way to the end of the Masechta that we have on Daf Lamed Hey. Okay. Kol Shofar is Ksheirim Chutz Mishapara. All shofars, all animals that produce horns, shofaras or kasher, except for a cow, except for a bull, chutz mishalpar, bepnei shehu karen, because the reason given to the Mishnah is because it is a karen. It is a, not classified as a shofar, but classified as a karen. That is the Tanakh Mishita. Amar Reb Yosi, v'lo kol shofar zikru karen. What do you mean? All shofars are called Karen. So the fact that a cow, a bull's horn is also called a Karen, doesn't matter. As the Pasuk says, Bipshoch b'Karen Hayovel, right, as it's described, when they went around Yericho, they had the Karen Hayovel, so you see, they had shofaros in their hand, they're called Kronos, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, there's no problem. There's no problem, kol shofars or ksherim, even shalpara. The Pashas of the Mishnah sounds like all. All means what? What does all include? All means all. Says the Ran, what about a horn of a non-kosher animal? So the Ran is specific about that. Usually we have a halacha by chefsa shel mitzvos that we require min hamutar beficha. We need something that is from a kosher animal. For example, we have by tefillin, you need all the materials by tefillin relating to coming from a kosher animal. The hides and the skin. And the question is, what about here? Does it include even non-kosher animals? That is the Ran right here. He has that suffix. If you look in the Ramah is machmir for this Ran. L'chatchila at least. The Ramah says in Tov Kuf Pei Vav, the simon about Shofar Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvaso B'Shal Ayil V'Kafuf, we'll get to that, U'B'Dieved, Kol HaShofar Es K'sherim, Me'Pshutim Me'Kfufin, all Shofar Es HaKasher, doesn't matter on the shape, V'shal para pasul b'chol gavna, except for a para. V'cheid karnei rov achayo, sheim etzem echad, v'elem b'fnim z'akras psulim. Also, horns that don't aren't hollow. Also are not allowed, because that's not a shofar or a karen. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch does not quote any more limitations. Only cow was excluded. The Ramah says, v'cheid shofar mi behema t'meya pasul, ran, perak Dalit to Rosh Hashanah, right? The Ran is later on. But that's what he says, a shofar from a non-kosher animal. The Mishnah Berurah points out, V'kasvu ha'achronim she'ein din zeh barur. This is not 100% clear. Why? Because the Ran himself is besupik about it. Right? Besupik about it. Lahachi, and therefore, im ein lo shofar acher, if your only shofar is from a non-kosher animal, yiskabo, blow in it, achein lo yavarech alav, deshebu pasal midina. It's a suffix, but use it. Use it, that's the only one you have. Shofar kosher, let's call it pop. Gamke b'li bracha. If later on that day you get a shofar from a kosher animal, then you blow from there without a bracha. And then he adds, but everybody agrees that if you have a kosher animal that was not shechted, that for sure is okay. Right? Nevelo trefa of a kosher animal, that for sure you're allowed to use that shofar. It doesn't not have to be shechted in order for it to be kosher. Right? It could be even not shechted, but that is the Ran. The Chashuke Chemed here, second one of the day, discusses a Sheila, Lefekish Loshim Shana. 30 years ago, Nisparseim, there was a story in the news that the doctors cut off a certain type of blita, a certain type of keren that was on the forehead of a person. That was 40 centimeters, Shatsamchula Adam. Read about it in the newspapers, he says. Yesh lehistapek. Would a shofar of a person be kosher? Would that be allowed? Theoretically, if this right mutated, in such a way. So again, he quotes this. What do you start? You start with the Ran. So is a person a non-kosher animal? Is a person not kosher? This has a big machlokas we showed him that we discussed in the past, right? Do we say which is worse, right? Eating a nevela or eating a person? Cannibalism. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether Bsar Adam is mutter ba'achila min ha-Torah or not. The Rambam says you violated an asay. Right? It's not even an isser. It's It's not even a losa say. It's an asay. And therefore, it's enam and amutar b'ficha. But many other poskim that say it's only asa d'rabbanan. Again, it's not something that we do, chas v'shalom, but it's also be d'rabbanan, and therefore, maybe me'ikar I did to use a shofar from a person, it would be okay. But then he says, maybe it's not omi la'achila, and that's what you require for min hamutar b'ficha, not just, kosher or not kosher animals, maybe it would be not okay for that reason. Okay. Either way, generally does not come up. Okay. Says the, Gemara. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. All shofars are kosher, except for a cow, because that's a Karen. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're all okay. Shapar kamar Rabbi Yossi. Didn't Rabbi Yossi have a good taina? That they're all called a Karen. So, how would the Chachamim, back themselves up? V'rabbanan, kol shofaris ikru shofar v'ikru Karen. No, all shofars are called both. De para, Karen ikri, shofar lo ikri. Of a para, it's only called a Karen, and not of a shofar, not a shofar. Dechsiv, b'char shoro hadar lo, v'karnei re'im karnav. Right, it's only called a Karen when it comes to shofar, when it comes to a shor, when it comes to a para. And that's why it's excluded. For Rabbi Yossi, amalacha, the para nami, ikri shofar. No, wrong. I think a para is also called a shofar. Dichsev, the pasuk says in Tehillim. Vesita v'lashem, yishor par. David HaMelech says that my tfilos will be more valuable and acceptable, mishar par, even from a shor par. So what does that mean? Shor par. Is it a shor or is it a par? Male or female? Im shor lama par, im par lama shor. What is David HaMelech saying here in this pasuk? Ella, my shor par, mishofar. You read the words together. It's visita v'lashem mishor par. So you see the word shofar also with par. And that says Rabbi Yossi, therefore, that's not a good claim that it's only called a Karen. I think it's also related to called a shofar. V'rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? That pasuk is not telling me that it's a par and a shofar. V'rabbanan get the Rav Masna, Damar Rav Masna, my shor par. What does he mean? What does David HaMelech mean? My tefilos are more valuable and special than a shor par. Shehu gadol kepar. It's, my tefillos are more beautiful and will be more valuable to Hashem than the shor that is a par. What does that mean? This is based on what we learned earlier in the Masechta, that each original animal that was created in Maisa Bracious was created already old, mature, already older. It wasn't like they were all created as babies and then they grew up. They were created mature. That's shor par. Rashi says, oh, shor shal Maisa Bracious, shebi yom shenivra, nivra biko maso. Vishor shal yomo kari shor, and a shor one day old is called a shor, and only older it becomes a par. But it's par. It was par right away because it was created, in a mature way. So that's all. End of conversation number one. The reason the Rabbanon say that a para's shor, a shor's par is excluded because it is only called a Karen unlike others. Remember we discussed then, back on Dafir Aleph, where we discussed Maisa Bracious from Rav Nevenzal, that this is one of the suggestions given to explain the age of the world. The age of the world, and have dinosaurs and millions of years, and how is it possible? So various suggestions given, but one of them is that Hashem created an old world. If you remember, Hashem created, why he did that, that's beyond us. Why he would do that. That's in terms of God, divine motivation, that we can't figure out. But just to describe the event, that's what Chazal did. Just like he created mature animals, maybe he created mature trees. And maybe he created a world that gives the impression that it's 5 million years old, even though it's not. Again, why he would do that is not for us. But that's, he created trees with all the rings and v'chulu. Just like we know, Chazal say it about the animals. Good. It could be that once he created part of creation in a mature way, and he needed to, because all animals are going to be babies? Animals have to nurse and suckle, and if they're all babies, there are no mothers, so you have to create. The first one is mature. Once you create part of the world as mature, then in terms of the perfection of the universe, the entire universe has to be created mature. Okay, number one. Number two, Ula Amar Hainu Taima Rabbanan. This is the reason for the Rabbanan why a para is excluded. Kidder Rav Chisda. Dam Rav Chisda, one of the most famous lines in this whole Masechta. Bipnei ma in Kohen Gadol nechnas bibigdei zahav lefnai velefnim la'avod avoda. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in, as we learned at length in Maseches Yuma, when he goes in on Yom Kippur, he only wears his big day lavan, not his big day zahav. He takes off the tzitz. He takes off the gold investments, the choshen, and he leaves them outside. Why? Because the gold reminds Hashem of the Egel HaZahav, and therefore it's inappropriate to try to use the prosecuting lawyer, the prosecutor, as the defendant. Ein kategor naase saneger. The Beis of Engel quotes that this principle comes up many times throughout Chazal in various contexts. We have it in Yevamos. Tosfos quotes it on Daf Zayin in terms of a kohen shaharegas anefesh, a kohen or Rachmana Leslan committed murder, even by accident, possibly. If he did tshuva, it's a machlokes. But why would it be lo yisas kapov? We're not be able to duchin. Lefisha hargo biyado ve kategor nasa sanegar. We discussed in the past. What about a kohen who Rachman al-San killed somebody in a car accident? What if he's in the army? Say ein kategor nasa sanegar, right? David HaMelech. He has blood on his hands. Right? So therefore you can't build the base of Migdash. Right? That's a similar. Number one. Number two, we also have this related. He says Vishamati. He quotes Mishum Dechsiv, right, in Yanim of Shvuas. Yanim of Shvuas. He quotes the Ramban in Shabbos da Pezayin. Ahach the Shibras Aluchos. This is my Kodesh Baruch Hu al Yado. Says the Ramban, Vitzarech Yin, Minovon Dehiskim. How do you know that Hashem was Maskim and Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, the last Rashi in Allah Torah, and the Gemara in Shabbos. Hashem was Maskim. How do we Maskim? What did Hashem say? Okay, we got to do it again. Give me a second Luchos. Maybe Hashem would have been much happier if he wouldn't have broken the Luchos. Right? How do you know he was Hiskim al Yado? Okay, we have Yashar Koch Rasha Shibarta. We have that drasha. But says the Ramban, it's deeper than that. And Rav Yosef Engel, Vishamati, first he quotes the Ramban, Mishum dechsev asher shibarta, visamtam ba'aron, vishivre luchos munachin ba'aron. And they're in the aron also, v'ilmale haya b'shvira sam chait, ein kategar b'makam sanegar. Rav Yosef Engel quotes that Ramban, in Shabbos Pezayin. Right? Hashkacha, Erev Shavuos. Right? Ein kategar nasa sanegar. And that's how, why the shivre luchos are munachin ba'aron. Says Ramban, if Moshe Rabbeinu had done a chait by breaking the luchos, so then they wouldn't be in there. Good. This obviously is a huge topic. Let's continue and then we'll talk more about it. V'lo, is this really true? V'ha ika dampar, the blood of the plar on Yom Kippur is sprinkled inside the Kodesh Kadashim. Hol v'ishtini ishtini. Oh, it's not a cow anymore. It's blood. It was shechted. This doesn't remind God of a cow anymore. Just blood. Va'ika aron v'kaporis v'kruv. There are golden kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. The aron, the kaporis, the cover, the kruvim. Chote bal yakriv ka'amrina. No, the issue is you cannot use gold in your avoda when, as you are moving, doing avoda. If it's something stationary inside, that's okay. But it's in terms of the avoda, the active avoda, that you can't use it. Ivaika kafu machta. What about the shovel? What about the shovel that you bring in with the ktores? It's also gold. Chote bli bal yisnoe kamrinan. No, it can't be something that you're using to make yourself beautiful. Bal yisnoe. And therefore the shovel is just functional. So that's not a problem. It's bal yisnoe kamrinan. That's the problem. Rashi. Lehis kashet bo bikarvo halom. To make yourself beautiful. Ivaika big day zami bachutz. It's not going to be where the big day zav ever. Right? Outside. On Yom Kippur. Or anytime. Mi bifnim ka'amrina. No, the standards are higher inside. Kodesh Kadashim, that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu looks very closely to see what we're doing. Shofar na mi bachutzu. Okay, get back to the original question. A shofar is mi bachutz. So what do you have to worry about? A shofar made out of a para. If ain't kadar nasa sedigar, that only applies in the Kodesh Kadashim. Question mark. So by the way, there is a machlokes. Is a shofar bal yisna'e? We just said 2 lines ago that it has to be something that makes you beautiful. Does shofar make you beautiful? The Gemara can answer that. It's not bal yisna'e. Rashi says, even though it's not bal yisna'e, right, it's still going to be a problem. Tosva says, it is misna'e. Tosva's chote. V'gabi shofar misna'e nami b'kol tkiyaso. We become beautiful in the eyes of Hashem with the call of the shofar. It is. In Yisnoya. Where does that come from? A shofar. There are certain mitzvos that are to make us beautiful, right? We had a similar ritva back in Sukkah. There are only certain mitzvos where Shas Bavli applies mitzvah Bavavera. When we discuss this in the ritva, Daftes, Dafchaftes, in Sukkah. Where does he say? What does he have it by? He has it by Lulav. He has it by Karban. Right? Only certain mitzvos. You don't have it by Sukkah, says the ritva. Mitzvah Bavavera. Why not? Because it's only by mitzvos that are there to bring me Laratzos. That's the language of the Ritva, quoting Baliatosfos. It's not an Artosfos there. But only there. The Yerushalmi has it by many other mitzvahs, matzah and others. But here it's only by tefillah and by karbanas and by lulav, because those are used to bring us closer to Hashem. There are certain mitzvos that have a certain nature to them. So here, Tosfos says, shofar makes us beautiful. Not by all mitzvahs. And therefore, we still back to the question. So why is there any problem by shofar? It's outside. Answers the Gemara, Kiva delizikaron hu, kibifnim dami. Since the shofar is there to bring our zikaron in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we had earlier, if you remember, back in the first parak, the beautiful lashon of the Gemara, of, on the bottom, tezayinim and aleph. Why do we blow shofar? Lefnei Hashem, kadesha ezkar lachem, akedas yislak ben Avram, umalani alechem, kilo akatem asmachem lefanai. Our zikaron goes in front of Hashem, so it's as if we're in the Kodesh Kadashim. Shofar is in the Kodesh Kadashim. And therefore, says the Gemara, it is subject to the rules of Ein Kategar Naaseh Sanegar. Let's just finish up this answer and then we'll talk. Vahatana Bereshu Karen Kamar. But didn't the Mishnah give a different reason? Because it's a Karen? So the Gemara says, Chada Va'od Kamar. It's really two reasons. Chada Ein Kategar Naaseh Sanegar. That's one reason. V'od Bereshu Karen. Also, for Rabbi Yossi Amalacha, and Rabbi Yossi would answer back to Ka'amrit Ein Kateganasa Sanegar. I don't believe in that chiddush. Hani mili mi bifrim, fai shofar mi bachutzu. He doesn't believe in the whole magical line of the shofar bringing us into the Kodesh Kadashim. Uta Ka'amrit Bebneshu Karen, kol shofar zami ikru Karen. Right, so you just add in that issue. Good. Ask the Aruch Laner. There are so many, and others, there are so many chazals, which talk about, this is to be mesakein the egel. You bring a para aduma to be mesakein the egel. Why don't we say kategor nasa sanegar? Right, it's the same thing. Right, the gold of the mishkan is to be brought to be mechaper for the cheta egel. Ein kategor nasa sanegar. Right, so what do you, and if it's kids, balifnim, so says the Aruch Laner, generally, ein kategor nasa sanegar, when you have, you're doing anything in a different context, Hashem will remember the Cheta Egel. But if you're doing something specifically to do tshuva for the Cheta Egel, then of course you don't say in Kategar Nasa Sanegar. It's good to use the Kategar to be the Sanegar. After all, what's the greatest tshuva? As the Rambam describes, based on the Gemara at the end of Yuma, the same woman, the same place, the same everything, right? Tshuva Gemura. The same conditions, and I do a mitzvah instead of doing the Avera. Right, so that's the greatest. What do you mean? In kategor nasa sanegar. The answer is, says the Aruch Laner. No, if it's being used in this context, devadai hadavar shehuva lekapara al hadavar baatzmo bazelo shayach kategor dechein derech atshuva shleima v'amitis lashuv ba'oso davar shechatabo. Al derech shamru ba'oso makum ba'oso isha v'tshuva sazu hu sanegar vadai v'choldu kama shamru zdonas nasos kischuyos. But here, shofar, what do you do with the ego? That's why it was a problem. Okay. Again, there's a lot here. Shofar functioning as tefillah. We've had shiurim about that in the past. That shofar is a form of tefillah. Just like tefillah goes through the Kodesh Kadashim. Shofar, right, no other mitzvah, lulav, doesn't bring us into the Kodesh Kadashim. Shofar brings us into the Kodesh Kadashim because shofar is like tefillah. And tefillah brings us in lifnai v'lifnim, lifnai Hashem. So too when it comes to these issues. Okay. Again, there's more, but let's continue. Oh, just one other point I wanted to mention, and that is fascinating Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is quoted as saying, relating to this, of Ein Kategar Nase Sanegar. Let me just to quote it. The Sfas Emes says, why B'nai Yisrael, question that he asks. Why don't Bnei Yisrael have to be all the regal on Rosh Hashanah? Right? We have the Shalosh Chagim, Yom Kippur. Sounds like people were there, right? With the Kohen Gadol outside. What about Rosh Hashanah? So Sfas Emes says, we are there. We don't have to go. Because of the shofar brings us into the Kodesh Kadashim. There's no reason for us to have to go there. B'chol makom ba'olam shebnei Yisrael nimsoim bo v'tokin b'shofar. Harei ki b'fnim b'kodesh kadashim. And therefore, there's no reason to have to go. Amazing. Weiter. Number three now. Number three, pshat of why you can't use from a cow, number one, Karen, number two, Enkategar, Abaya Amar, Hainu Tamayu Durabanan, Shofar Amar Achmana, Veloshnaim Vesolosha Shofaros. You can only use one shofar and not more. Vahadapara, and a cow, a bull shofar, Kivan, Dekoi, Gildi, Gildi, Mischazi, Kishnaim Vesolosha Shofaros. It has shells upon shells in its shape. So therefore, that would be considered more than one shofar. I have a hatana mishpreshu karen kamar, but didn't the Mishnah give a different reason? So chadavod kamar, as we said, this is an additional one. Chad the shofar echad amar achmana v'loshtay v'shlosha shofaros. Number one, they have to use one shofar, not more than one. And this is more than one. V'od mishpreshu karen v'rabbi Yossi amar lacha, and Rabbi Yossi would knock this out, to ka'amrit shofar echad amar achmana. Below Shnayim Shlosha Shofaros. If that's your Svara, I disagree. Kiva de Mechabri Ahadadi, Ahadadi Chadu. They grow attached. So it's considered one. So what? It has a shell built in a shell. It's considered one. Uta Ka'arbe Bebreshu Karen, Kala Shofaros Dami Ikru Karen. So we have the same exact Shaklavatari like we had earlier. Period. My Masha Dahai Yuvlo Lishta de Dichrahu. So now we're getting back. The Mishnah is quoted the pasuk from Yoshua. Bimshoch Bekaren Yovel. How do you know that the word Yovel means a ram? Where do you know that from? Right, Yovel in the Torah means other. Right, Yovel he doesn't mean a ram. How do you know it means a ram? Tatanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kishalachti la Aravia. When I was in Arabia, Hayukorin la Dichra Yuvla. They used to call rams Yovels. Right, that's what they used to call it. And we're about to see that sometimes there are words in Tanakh that we don't know what they mean until we hear people using it, says the Shlach HaKadosh, because everything has a little bit of Lashon HaKodesh in it. Everything has a little bit of Lashon HaKodesh. Why? This is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in. It's the oldest language. And therefore he says, Yecholom l'mo pirish amilos milashonos achirim. Mishem ein lecha lashon she'ein ma'ura bo ezo tevos milashon HaKodesh. Like Chazal Darshan, totafos, tat bakat vishtayim, pas lafrike shtayim. We have it in other contexts as well. So here are some other examples. V'yam Rabbi Akiva. Last medium line. Shalakti la Galia, Hayikar la Nida Galmuda. When I went to Galia, they used to call Nida Galmuda. My Galmuda. What is Galmuda? Gmula da Mibaila. She is separated from her husband. V'yamar Rabbi Akiva. Shalakti la Afriki. Rabbi Akiva was a traveler. Right? Hayikarin la Maksita. La Mainafkamina. Lefruse Makasitas. We know what the Pshad is. The Pasuk in Bereishis. Ma'adanki. It means 100. When I went to visit the island, a sail was called Kira, without the first mem. Again, pasuk in Vayechi. Asher Omer Rav Shimon Lakish. Shalakti l'tchum kan nashraya. Hayikaren l'kala ninfi. They used to call a kala ninfi. Or l'tarnagol and chicken sechvi. Roosters. L'kala ninfi mikra. So where is that? Yefei nof misos kalaretz. Nof, you see, means beauty. So Kyle is called Ninfi. Ulatadigal Sefvi, Amar Yudam Aravi, Baisema, Rabbi Shubin Levi, Mikra, Mishas Bituchos Chachma, who put in our inside of us? Chachma, Ominasan La Sechvi Bina. Mishas Bituchos Chachma, Elu Kloyos, that's referring to our, literally our kidneys, our intellect. Ominasan La Sechvi Bina is a tarnagol. So you see a Sechvi is called a tarnagol. Bichul. Levi Iglalu Asra, he once visited a place, Asa Gavra Lekame. Somebody came to him, Omer Lei, he says, Kaban Planya! Planya was Koveyami. He was Koveyami. Lo Avayada, my Ka'amer Lei. He had no idea what the guy was talking about. Levi, what does that mean? What do you mean he was Koveyayu? Asa Shalbe Medrisha. He came to the base Medrish to ask. Anybody know what this means? Omru Lei, Gazlan Amalacha. He told you that so and so stole from him. It's a pasuk in Malachi. Yikva adam elokim v'gomer. Right, so he says, I would have. That's what it means. Omar le Rava mi Barnish lo Ravashi. Ihavi hasam. If I would have been there, I wouldn't have had to come to the base medrash. Havi amino le. I would have started asking him other questions. Oh, he was koveyayu. Heichikvanucha. How is he koveyayu? Bimakvucha. With what? V'yamaykavacha. And why? Umemelai v'edan. I would have figured it out. Would have figured it out. What he meant. The EU savar milsa di sura kamarlei, but Levi thought it sounded like something Gili Arias related. He didn't want to ask too many details if he didn't have to, so that's why he didn't ask any other questions. Period. Ask the Arach Laner. Doesn't a Dayan always have to ask for details? I don't understand this. A Dayan, even if it's Gili Arias, right? So what's his problem? He says, you know, why Does he have to ask for details? He's going to ask you another question. He says, there's a halakha that it's usher to hear the words of one baldin unless the other baldin is there. So how did Levi even listen to this guy? This comes, he says, Ech yishal mimenu, and the Gemara is bothered, how did he ask? Also l'shmo, deri baldin, kodim shiyovo baldin chaveiro, mishom osisa shem ashav. And mabakach in befan of tavol eludin, afilo milsa di yisura, havi gamkin sarach lachar. So he just asked those two questions without answering them. He said, number one, how did he listen to this guy, unless this guy just asked him like on the street? Like, you know what this guy did? Maybe. But he wasn't allowed to answer him anyway. So how did Rava say? Unless Rava was saying, if I was there, if they came up with me in a real court case. So either way, that's the Aruch Laner. I mentioned many times, not for a long time, but I'll mention it again, based on this pasuk of in Malachi. Chassam Sofer has a lashon at the end of Nedarim, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Mayim Genuvim, stolen waters are sweetest, that's relating to Talmud Torah. Relating to Talmud Torah. Meaning what? We have to learn what we're supposed to learn, but when we steal time for Torah, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, that's the sweetest Torah. When we're not supposed to be learning, and then we learn, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, that's the sweetest. Kavata Itim Torah. The Gemara says in Shabbos Laman Aleph, that's one of the questions we're going to be asked as we get ready to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. Kavata Itim. What is this pasuk say in Malachi? Kavata is also a lashon of Geneva. Ganavta Itim LaTorah. We not only have to set aside our normal times for Torah, we have to steal time for Torah when we are not supposed to be learning. Right? That's what you learn from the pasuk in Malachi. Genevas. The only Geneva that's good. Right? The only Geneva that's good is stealing time for Torah. Okay. Lo aviyadi rabbanan my sirugin. The rabbanan did not know what the word sirugin meant. So we know when you lay in the sirugin, shemu alam, said the bei rebbe, they heard from the maidservant of rebbe. Techaz tinu rabbanan davi aili paski paski. She saw the rabbis going in group by group. They didn't go in all at once. Amra lahu and masi atem nechlasim sirugin sirugin. How long are you going to go in skipping? They say, okay, now I know that it means skipping. Lo aviyadi rabbanan my chaluglu ghost. They didn't know what that word meant. Yom achad shamu ala amsa de beirebi tachazias lahu gavra to come avader parpachine. She saw a certain person who was spreading out herbs. Amrale on masi atam afaze chalug lugos gosech rechalug lugach. So how long are you going to be doing that for? So they saw it was a herb. Lo aviyadi rabban and maisal slows from a mecca. They didn't know what that phrase meant in Mishle. Yom achad, right? Something will uplift you. But what's salsala? Yom achad, shamu alam se debay rebbe. That is amr lahu gavr, that become a hapik basare. She saw someone playing with his hair too much. Amr lahu ad mazi at the misalsa basarech. How long are you going to do that for? So they realized that misalsala means delving into it and turning it over. That's referring to Torah in the pasuk. If you delve and turn it over and over again, hafokba, hafokba, then that will uplift you. Lo aviyadi rabbanan, my vitate metateya hashmeid, Hashem will destroy with a metateya. Yom achad, so we only call it a metateya bizman hazeh because of this gemara. Yom achad, Hashem will lam sedemi rebi. Davis amra lechaverta, shakua tateya vitateya besa. Take the broom and sweep the house. They realize, metata is a broom. Last one. Lo aviyadi rabbanan my hashlech al Hashem yahavcha v'hu yechal kalecha. Throw upon Hashem your yahav, and he will take care of you. What does it mean, your yahav? Amar Rava bar bar chana, yom achad havei azlina bahad yahutaya. One time I was going with an Arab merchant, havei darina tuna. I was carrying, says Rabbah, a heavy load. V'amarli, shko yehivech v'shad yegamloi. Throw your yahav and throw it onto my camel. Do me a favor. My yahav means my assets. It means everything I have. And that's what it means in the pasuk too. Throw everything I have to Hashem, and Hashem will take care of you. So again, Amsi Debei Rebbe was a famous Amse. Right? The Gemara then the Ksubis. Remember, she didn't want Rebbe to die, or she did want Rebbe to die. The Rabbanan didn't want her. She threw a glass down so they would stop davening. So the Elyonim would be Menatzchim on the Tachtonim. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. So now we get into the description of the shofar. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Shel Ya'el Pashut, should be straight and of a wild goat. Upiv Mitzupezav, and its mouthpiece could have gold on it, only on the outside. So it does not change the sound of the blowing. Well, the Gemara will talk about it more tomorrow. And on Rosh Hashanah, they had two trumpets on the outside. The shofar was in the middle, and the trumpets were on the outside. Shofar marach lechatzosos b'katzros. The shofar was lengthy, and the chatzosos were shorter. Shemitzvah zayom b'shofar. Right, this is a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam says in mitzvah asei nun tes shetivano lutzkoa b'chatzosos b'mikdash. It's a mitzvah. Right, im akravas kol karban v'chein anachem b'tzuvim l'tkoa b'chatzosos b'itos atzorech v'tzorus k'shenitzach. Right, Roshon is an esara, so we're blowing a shor chatzosos u'betanios, and on fast days b'shel zacharim kefufin. On fast days when we blow, then we use bent ram horns u'pian mitzupa kesef with silver on them b'shtei chatzosos b'emsa, and there the chatzosos are in the middle. Shofar mekatzav v'chatzosos ma'arichos shemitzvah liyam b'chatzosos. In the middle is always the ikker, and it always goes longer. Shove hayovel l'Rosh Hashanah l'tkiyah l'brachas. When we blow shofar, as we had earlier in the Masechta, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, it's the same halachas, the same rules of tkiyah as Rosh Hashanah has, and brachos, meaning what? We say machias, achronos, and shofros. On Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues, Rosh Hashanah tokim b'shel zacharim u'biyovlos b'shel ye'elim. Rosh Hashanah, you use the zacharim, you use the rams, and on Yova, you use the ye'elim. Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur b'kfufin v'shel kol Hashanah b'pshutin. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you should use bent ones. V'atzan shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yom Pashut. The Mishnah says otherwise. The Amar Kiyaitan, it's Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rosh Hashanah, you talking Michel Zacharim, Kfufin, Ubi Yovas, Michel Yehalim. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda is a Brisa, so Rabbi Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Valei Me'ilks like Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he just say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda of that Brisa? Why does he have to say it as if it's his own? E Amrit Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Amina, Afilu Shel Yovel Nami Rabbi Yehuda Sfirilei. Maybe we would have thought that he holds like him even regarding Yovel. Kamashmon, he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah. B'maika Miflagi, what's the machlokas about? Tanoim, Mar Savar B'Rosh Hashanah, Kamatakayif Inish Daite Tfei Mali. The more bent over you are in Rosh Hashanah, the better. Ubiyamakipurim, kama de pashit in ishtaiti tve mali, and on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the more straight, this is sending out avadim to chemers, everything's going back to how it's supposed to be, as if we're straightening everything out. That's Yom Kippur of Yovel. Brashan has to be bent over. What do you mean? What does the shofar shape have to do with me? It's all symbolic, because I'm supposed to be bent over, and Rashi quotes, you're supposed to be bent over by tefillah. Shofar is a form of tefillah. It's a tefillah without words. Umar Savar, B'Rosh Hashanah, Kamat Depashin, Nishtai Tit Fimali. No, Rosh Hashanah, we have to try to be straight and simple, and that's why it has to be straight. Ubataniyos, Kamat Kaivinish Daite, Tfei Mali. So each one is, they're arguing about what the best symbol of the day is. But again, on Rosh Hashanah, we use a bent one, because that is supposed to mirror our position on Rosh Hashanah, because we bent over on Rosh Hashanah. And again, we use shofar as tefillah, it's a tefillah without words, as we mentioned before, because a lot of times we don't even know what to daven for on Rosh Hashanah. Any day, we think we know what we're davening for, but maybe it's not what's best for us. That's why we say, Bekabel v'sishma berachamim uvarasana tefillah seinu. Berachamim, because we don't know for sure. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we don't take any chances. Explain Rav Soloveitchik, we daven a tefillah without words. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? You fill in the blank. We don't know exactly always what's great for us. You fill in the blank, and these are two rayos on this daf. That shofar is a form of tefillah, number one, this last line with the Rashi over here that connects it to tefillah, and also the fact that it takes us into the Kodesh Kadasha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Chag Sameach. I'm not sure if there's going to be, we're going to have a live shiur here on Thursday, which is Yantav Sheni Chutz Laretz, but if not, we'll be back on Friday, we'll be live. But the next two will be up on from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.